Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Filthy Casuals is brought to you by blogtyrant.com.
If you want to get more eyes on your blog, go there, baby!
That's
too much.
He wanted us to have an ad, but he also didn't want the ad to be annoying to people. So we fucked that up. Anyway, enjoy this episode of Filthy Casuals. Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three extremely kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. You've got this guy. He knew I was about to introduce him. He went for a sip of coffee.
I thought
anyway.
You were going to go in whatever clockwise direction, but
no, you should know I always go to you first.
We went clockwise instead of clockwise.
Yeah, I thought about saying clockwise, but I couldn't think of a reason to say it.
Oh, you just,
so didn't
just wedge it in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of clockwise,
My name's Adam, by the way.
Now you've introduced yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to have
take
another
a
sip.
Big old sip of that cup of coffee. Also joining us, he's on his little sick bed. His head is nestled into me at the moment. It's Ben Vanel.
Yep. Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Have we talked about your health? Do you want this to be public knowledge?
Oh, we talked about it last week. So last week we recorded on Wednesday.
Because like you've hurt your back, and I don't want to like interrupt the story, but because of the way that your head is positioned on that pillow, you can only stare at me.
Yeah.
it's really off-putting.
Like, I thought my back hurt. This is torture.
And I gotta say, even though I know what the situation is, I'm like, why won't Ben fucking look at me? This is just downright rude.
This is probably how you hurt it, just zipping between our zingers like you're at a tennis match.
Mm. Yeah, no, that would have been very slow then. A lot of time between changing my
like a tennis match where they're using a big basketball instead of a tennis ball. It's taking a lot longer.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
Ben, you're here, you're lying down on the couch,
I'm
so
prone.
Neither of us can sit on it. So we're on the two most uncomfy seats in the house.
Yep.
Very poor hosting work by you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Could have at least gotten another couch in here for us to sit on.
Yeah.
You're here, you got a hot water bottle.
Yep.
I hate seeing you like this.
It's so do I. I'm looking in a mirror and I'm seeing a very sick boy.
I'm tempted to just do to you what that Indian chief did at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Just smother you with a pillow, smash that window and run off into freedom.
I don't think he was a chief.
He certainly wasn't.
Yeah, he was pretty low ranking, if anything.
Look, he was a foot soldier.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. What about an open world One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest game? That'd be pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It starts with you smashing through the window and escaping and then...
Oh, fuck, yeah. And then you're on the run from the law.
Yeah.
I thought you meant smashing through the window to come into the mental asylum.
Well, that's just backwards.
Smash out and then work your way back up to chief.
Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers. So, we are here. Now, obviously... As you know, if you're a long-time listener, we have a bit of a habit on this show. We speculate and we pontificate on what it would be like if certain things happened.
Yep.
And then, wouldn't you know it, mere hours will pass after us recording it and those things happen. And we then end up putting out a wildly out-of-date podcast.
Yeah.
We've done it again. We put up an episode last week.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours, the entire landscape had shifted.
I feel like our entire show had been building up to the moment where we just failed to get that scoop.
I feel like literally every episode we begrudgingly spoke about the NX, and now we're going to begrudgingly speak about the Nintendo Switch.
Well, not even begrudgingly, because it happened.
Yeah,
We wanted to get in there quick, smart, to get our hot takes out there. We're all busy. Ben had his his broken pussy or whatever he's got over there. we are getting to this a little late, but you know what? I'm glad in a way because it's given us a bit more time to kind of formulate our thoughts.
Yeah, totally.
A couple of more bits of information have come out that we would have been going, oh, there's nothing out about this. What's happening here? So let's go chronologically with how it all panned out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there having...
All right, that's not too detailed.
Oh, you picked up your phone and then you
you started laughing. I didn't know it was at what I said. I thought you just had like started looking at fucking memes on your phone.
I'm looking up some bloody stuff about the
the Switch.
The Switch. I'm still having trouble calling it the Switch.
It's hard to break that habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the long rumored Nintendo console, the new Nintendo console, the Nintendo NX, which was codenamed. I'm sitting there in a cafe. I'm having breakfast.
Oh.
All of a sudden, a tweet comes up into my feed.
Oh, baby.
It says, tonight, 1 a.m., you're going to learn about the NX. And it's accompanied by a picture of Mario peering through a curtain.
The creepiest.
Looking like he's doing some sweet upskirting or something.
Oh, absolutely.
It was the weirdest. It was.
He was doing some Donald Trump backstage at the Miss Universe Awards action. You can go and you can look.
What are you looking at, Knox? You're looking at the recording screen as if I'm fucking it up somehow.
No, there's a long flat bit, and I was wondering if that was the mic's not picking stuff up.
No, it's cool. No, it's fine. No, that's something else. That's a different bit.
Was that just me talking?
Yeah, that long flat bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that long, flat, smooth cock I've come to know and love over the last year and a bit of doing this show.
Jeez.
Anyway, that was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen them put out.
Yeah.
How does anyone not pick up on... Because it's like...
Yeah.
It's not the kind of the image of Mario that we know and love. It's someone like in a big Mario suit that you'd find up at like some... You know, like the costumes that people wear at Disney World.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't
like
a drawing of Mario.
It was like a Westfield appearance costume.
Yeah. His head's way too big. It's got that creepy, just like 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
And he's peering back from behind a sheet. I didn't like it. And we were all talking during the day about, you know, what are we going to see in this reveal? And once you pointed this out, Knox, I couldn't stop thinking about this.
What's that?
Was this what you thought? That picture was like a screen grab from like the video that we were going to see. And it would be like a sketch.
Oh,
it would be like a bad Mario sketch.
Yeah. I thought it would be because Nintendo has a habit of doing those sort of, you know, oh, we're all Muppets today and all that sort of stuff.
They have a habit of all being Muppets?
They did that one time.
When?
The one's enough for a habit at E3 this year, last year. Iwata was still alive. It would have been last year.
Oh, right.
And they made them all into little Muppets. And,
well, they definitely have a history of doing those like bad sketches, bad announcement videos.
That last director was all the 3DS stuff. One of them got locked in a suitcase and flown to Easter Island.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember any of this.
you've repressed it because you love Nintendo.
I love Nintendo even more now that I'm hearing this.
No, dude, they're like the forgotten SNL sketch level of bad.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And but you know they're well meaning.
Reggie's got his dick in a box.
Yeah,
and he's sucking on it.
But then he opens the box and the NX is inside and you get to see what it finally is and it's just Reggie's dick.
Yeah.
So big hype. I then find out later in the day because it sort of seemed like it was going to be a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
I'm glad I read this before watching the video. I had a heads up on a website that it was going to be a 3-minute trailer.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I start bracing myself going, we're not going to get much here. We're really not going to see much, if anything, about this.
Yeah, I mean, because I heard that as well, that it was going to be 3 minutes, and that is a long time. Like, that's longer than most movie trailers.
Sure, but I still, at this point, I thought, we'll be going deep.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be getting a lot of stuff about this.
And you can fill 3 minutes with Reggie going, hey, everyone, the NX is finally here. We've all been looking forward to it, and at the very end, show a silhouette of the console.
Yeah,
totally.
That's true.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be real vague like that, so it was actually a pleasant surprise for me what actually ended up happening.
So I got to say, that last week, I had gotten myself into a pretty good sleeping habit. I was going to bed early. I was getting up early. Staying up till 1 a.m. was really hard. I felt like, you know, when you were 12 and you would just stay up as late as you could for absolutely no reason. I was just sitting there just going, what can I watch? Just watching stuff I didn't even want to watch just to fill the time.
What night was that? Was that Thursday night?
Thursday night into Friday morning.
My back basically got worse the day we recorded our last episode, to the point where, I couldn't sleep because I had to keep like moving and shifting and stuff.
Because your back was hurting so much.
Yeah, yeah.
How about your neck?
So neck was okay.
So neck, back. What about the pussy? And also the crack.
As Knox mentioned, pussy's broken as well. But so I was
just that, thank you.
I was thinking it real loud, but.
So I was like, I was desperate for anything to watch. So I was just like, I was pumped for this. I was hype.
You're up already anyway.
I know you're using it ironically, but I fucking hate that word so much.
What, pussy?
Yeah, no, hype. I don't like, everyone hype, everyone get hype.
Ben was on a red eye flight on the hype, fuck.
That hype train.
A red-eye flight on the hype train.
Wow.
I know what I was getting
at. It's one of them Harry Potter trains.
Yeah. The Hogwarts Express.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. And again, this sounds soft as, but just sitting up until that late to watch that thing. And like I said, I was in a good sleeping habit. It fucked up my whole day the next day.
Well, not to get ahead of ourselves, but I did it for the next hour until the red
day. Yeah,
me too. Because you like to think, oh, well, I'll just sleep in an extra hour.
Yeah.
It's not how it works. No. It's not how it fucking works.
You don't have to explain it to me, baby. I got a job. I got a lifestyle. I got things to maintain. I'm up at 2 a.m. every day to feed the chickens or whatever I do.
Yeah. Okay, so
I like
to
keep it mysterious.
Let's get into the video. So it goes up 1 a.m., just a link to the video.
Yeah, Nintendo site. Down.
Immediately.
Swamped.
Of course it is. I went to YouTube knowing that would be
I just watched it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So it's a very stylized trailer that basically focuses on the concept. It's a guy, we see a guy and he's playing Zelda and he's having a fucking great old time.
Yeah, a real then subtle opening. It's like a long shot of a house at night and then we cut to the living room.
The house in the early morning, it's him and his dog.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it started even further out than that. It was a big wide shot of a city and you could just hear dogs barking in the background. And it was like the intro to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. It honestly looked like we were going to pan down and a manhole lid would just flip open.
Exactly.
Reggie comes out in a hockey mask.
I wouldn't mind a manhole flipping open in this apartment right now, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Donatello.
We see it starts off very kind of, you know, very slow. You'd see a guy playing Zelda.
Yeah.
Footage we've seen. We know that that's out there.
Yep.
All of a sudden, his little fucking dog, right up in his face.
Yep.
He just won't leave him alone.
Bark, bark,
so he
bark,
then,
bark.
This is when we see the first kind of glimpse of the concept of the console.
Yep.
You know what they should have done? Mm-hmm. Sorry. They should have shown that dog when he was a puppy, like while that guy's playing a GameCube or something.
Oh.
The dog's like, let's go outside. And the guy's like, no, I know it's got a handle, but I can't. And then cut to the NX.
Yeah.
He's but got now a the new
dog's,
dog.
But now the dog's dead because he never fed it or walked it because he couldn't detach from the console. And now that he can take the console outside, he doesn't need to because there's no dog anymore.
He takes it to the dog's grave
Every
day.
He takes it to the grave. From the cradle to the grave.
So basically, what this trailer did was it confirmed the rumor that has been around for months. The NX is a console where you have a controller in the house. You can then detach the two ends of the controller, snap that onto the console that has a screen in it, and you can then take it out on the go. We saw people playing the screen just freestanding with the detachable controllers. We saw a guy playing it on a plane. We saw a group of guys playing it
together. A guy playing it on a plane really enthusiastically as well.
Yeah, with like a guy sleeping next to him.
Yeah, he was the only one who did like the TV video game player thing of going like, whoa, leaning all around the place. Everyone else was fairly muted.
Now, when on the plane, that's when he took the side controllers off and used them kind of like the Wii remote nunchuck.
Each like a nunchuck in his hand.
Yeah.
Like Donatello.
Yeah. No, that's Michelangelo.
No, he had a stick.
Yeah.
Michelangelo,
no, that's Raphael.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry,
Raphael had the fucking...
The size.
Spikes and a bad
attitude.
Who
was your favorite, by the way?
Donatello.
I think I liked Leonardo.
Okay.
I liked Donatello because we had a bamboo tree opposite our house, and so I could make the staffs.
Yeah.
I was a big nerd.
Right.
I liked blue, and so it was just Leonardo for the blue, you know?
Yeah.
I liked Raphael for the red, but video games, Donatello.
Yeah,
it's all about that long reach.
Yep.
Here I am going beat by beat on the trailer. We've all seen it. What did you guys think of it?
Better than I expected.
It was definitely better than I expected.
A very clear and like purposeful use case for it, which I didn't expect.
Mm.
There was no muddiness to their like.
Well, because we spoke
like
about, I think I'd mentioned that I'd read about the Wii U's launch being confusing to people.
It was. I remember looking at the thing, and like they had all this like, they threw everything at the wall in terms of what the concept was. So like there's a guy flinging ninja stars using the touchpad, and there's someone else like walking around playing hide and seek or something.
Yeah,
like
that.
All these fucking weird, dumb things.
Which again, it all looked cool, but even at the time you're going, great, if someone makes that game,
which no one did. You could tell it would be very unlikely that was going
to happen. I've been reading a lot about this, obviously, as I'm sure we all have, and I read something where...
I'm out running around outside at the moment. Not to rub it in.
one of the commercials for the Wii U early days, the kid goes up to the parent and is like, Can I have a Wii U? And they apparently refer to it as an upgrade, which confused people into thinking, and with the name as well, it's just an add-on for the Wii.
The pad was a thing.
Everything about it. I mean, look, the gamepad is a cool concept, I think, in theory.
Sure.
And realistically, this is just kind of... I think this looks cool. I think this console looks really cool. I think it could potentially be a big success. And I feel like we potentially wouldn't have gotten there without having the Wii U. Like, it seems like this is just taking that gamepad and going... Because that was the thing, was like, oh, you can take it anywhere in the house. And then on day one when I got it, me, like a lot of people, I discovered that motherfucker won't reach from the living room where it's plugged in into the shitter.
Yeah.
Which is where I want to use a second screen on my Nintendo.
Yep.
So immediately I'm like, well, I mean, this isn't the promise of like, hey, you know, your fucking missus can be watching bloody Gilmore Girls or whatever she's watching on the telly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you don't have to stop playing just because she's got to watch that. It's like, well, you
kind of
do.
Yeah.
And this is kind of that, but you can't, like... So apparently something came out and the little base thing does make it a little quicker.
Graphics-wise,
Nintendo said that isn't the case, but, like, developers have gone, no, it is the case.
Nintendo said something very particularly worded.
Yeah.
Where it's like, the... Dock is not the main console. Yeah. Okay, something well,
let's
like
just,
that.
Let's just talk about what's in the trailer and what we're watching. Sure, let's talk about the stuff that's come out since that's not in
good
it.
Point.
So I got to say, I thought this was... I mean, for me, as a big nerd and for wanting as much information as possible, and for this confirming stuff that was pretty much already rumoured, I didn't really get my rocks off that much. But that being said, it was cool to see it realised. It was cool to see confirmation. And I thought this trailer being about, just showing people, showing off the concept and showing how cool it can be, I thought it was a fantastic trailer. And we got a couple of little glimpses in there. We got some glimpses of Splatoon and Mario Kart 8 being re-released.
Which is great for me. I didn't have a Wii U, so that's
that's
also great that they're realising they should do that.
But the exciting thing for a real head like me is if you looked at that footage closely, you can see there's little things in there that aren't in the original game. So they're clearly making a bit of an effort to add on some content and make it, you know, so that you're not just...
And it probably will be like a 1.5 type thing.
Totally. Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's
well, the
fine.
Big thing, so the Mario Kart 8 footage, it's two people playing against each other.
Is that? It's on the same screen, isn't it? Is it?
It's on the same screen.
Yeah, and they're each using one of the little side controllers as a full controller, which is cool.
Yep.
King Boo is a character that someone's playing as, and he's not in the Wii U version.
Mm-hmm.
And both of the characters have two items stored up and ready to go.
Oh, okay.
Which is new from the Wii U version.
That's right.
So it looks like they're kind of tweaking
cool.
or
None
adding
of them
on
have
things.
Had that.
So it could it looks like it'll be Mario Kart 8.5 kind of thing.
Yeah.
Similar thing with Splatoon. There's an overview of a map that's not in the original one, and the characters that you see kind of have different hairstyles and stuff that's not customizable in the Wii U one.
Right.
So it looks like there's going to be a bit more. So that was exciting.
Yep.
We got a glimpse of a new Mario game, a new 3D Mario game, which I did. I don't mind telling you, the biggest 1:02 a.m. comes I've ever done before. A little bit of Nature's Milo before bed for little Timmy Dasilo. So that's exciting. Again, but then the next thing of it is...
What's Nature's Milo?
Yeah.
What do you mix it with? What do you...
It's Nature's Milo. It sends you off to sleep.
Okay, right.
You know?
This
guy gets it.
Sorry, I was thinking about it more in terms of the taste, which
I'll
is
tell you,
telling
in your case
about...
what you mix it with, a big old watermelon.
That's me. Watermelon and cum, baby.
Now, that is Nature's Milo.
It's a tough lifestyle, but someone's got to live it.
I thought all that was cool. Again, the frustrating thing for me was we got to the end of the trailer and I thought, great, I get it. I'm in. The concept looks cool. Because the whole thing when it had been pitched in the leak of, you know, you attach the controller. And I sort of thought, oh, it's a cool concept, but Jesus Christ, that sounds clunky. Like having to pull apart a bit and then put it back together.
Yep.
The trailer did a great... Like, who knows? I know those things are always a bit idealized. Who knows if it'll be this fluid, but the thing of just picking up the ends and just snapping them on and then pulling it out all in one move, it looks very cool and easy.
To be pessimistic for like a minute just because that's my personality.
Not for a minute, for the entire day.
To be pessimistic
another
for
long
the
flat spot on the
42 years I'm going to be alive. I said that the trailer makes it seem less money, but it does. It is, like you said, idealized situations where you're going to be like your friends aren't calling you from a nearby rooftop ever.
Yeah.
That's fucking silly.
Here's the thing. It's almost like that trailer, it's almost like a fucking episode of Black Mirror. Like, just turn off for 5 seconds. Like this guy's, you know, this guy's playing Zelda, his dog, man's best friend.
Yes.
I don't mind saying. Yeah. Coming up to him and going, please save me for a walk. And him going, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
So life is the real adventure.
He's at the park playing Zelda. Meanwhile, the dog's just getting wiped out by a fucking 18-wheeler on the freeway.
Then deliberately.
This is my favourite bit. The guys all playing basketball together who stopped playing basketball so that they can play basketball on Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, apparently, like, guys who play basketball, like, this is another thing I read. Not from my experience, clearly.
They like basketball video games?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They obviously don't they don't stop playing halfway through a match. Oh, it's halftime, guys. Let's fire up the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, if it's raining, they might.
Yeah.
Wait, so you had to read an article to learn that?
Yes, Tommy.
So, the other thing...
also suffered brain damage.
With the bit where it slots into the, like, base... It leaves a little bit of the screen viewable, which is strange. Like, a little bit of the screen comes up over the top, which isn't a big deal, but it just looks a
weird
bit
design
weird.
Thing, yeah.
And it might get it all
betting,
dusty.
It'll look slightly different
and possibly
when it all comes out.
Oh, yeah. But if it's meant to come out in like 6 months.
I know, but even you look at the Wii U, like design, like
maybe,
you know, this will be, I mean, I'm sure they're still honing and refining.
Oh, and it could change. Like, do you remember that original PlayStation 3 controller? Did you ever see that? Mm-mm. It looked fucking stupid.
Right. Yeah.
They called it the boomerang. And it looks like a boomerang, and it looks like the worst, most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
So they can change. But so the other thing is that I can imagine fucking breaking that thing when I'm putting it in. Like, it's got this thin, jagged, like, front bit, you know, and you've got to slide it above that. And I broke my iPhone screen yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the first time I've ever done, and it's scary to think that, like,
that's
cool, I've
point,
got
actually.
Another fucking fragile piece of glass.
Because, like, you don't, with an iPad or whatever, you're not constantly slotting that into another rigid dock system.
No.
Like, that, and it's a glass screen. I think that is a reasonable concern.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean,
especially if it's, you know, kids who can fuck with it.
Well, so, like, very, very pointedly, no kids in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a single child. Yeah. Well,
let's talk about this, too, because I think
they were all young, but they weren't children.
Exactly.
I think the design of it, this trailer, the design of the console, the branding of it, the design of it's very kind of sleek and trying to, who knows, deliberately or not, but, like, you know, looks kind of like PlayStation-esque, very kind of angular and, like, that black, like slate kind of finish.
Yeah.
I think this is obviously a very pointed attempt at winning people back.
Yep.
This is a real,
I
like...
going back to red and white, it's like it's going back to... It's marketing to millennials. It's marketing to us, you know, like 20 to 30-something people who have the cash to buy it. And
which is
the nostalgia for the old brand.
We were talking about the whole thing of the, you were saying the whole portable aspect of it, will that catch on?
Yeah.
I kind of think it doesn't necessarily need to. I mean, I think to me, the biggest selling point of it, and I think this would be the same for a lot of people, it's just the plane thing and it's the travel factor.
Yeah.
I don't want to take my Nintendo Switch to a fucking rooftop party.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog.
But if you go to Perth,
I don't play
for a week.
Sports. But I travel a lot, and a lot of people do. Like, it's a cool thing to think. And I've had that a lot, where a game has come out the day before I've left to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I've gotten in a couple of hours with it. It's really cool to think I could take this on a plane.
Yeah.
I can then play it when I'm away a bit or whatever. Like, you know, even just a long commute. Like, it doesn't all have to be like, oh, taking it and all of us sitting out in a park or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people have long commutes to uni and stuff like that. Like, I think that side of it is the biggest selling point of it. What are you doing? Are you about to sneeze?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I've really bad hay fever lately.
So Knox did the look that people do when they know they're about to sneeze. For some reason, they stick their beak right up.
It's because if you look at light, it makes you sneeze. Apparently, I read that somewhere.
It does for me.
And
said it right as I was saying about a long commute, and it was all of a sudden like you realize
you like look into the sky for an airplane.
I'm meant to be in Canberra.
I'm gonna the Nintendo Switch is perfect for me.
No, it is. Like, that element of it, like, yeah, we all, like, will go away for up to a month at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a great selling point of it. And, like, I wonder if they didn't focus on kids because the use case for children is so obvious. Like, they put a fucking handle on the GameCube. This is that times 100. Like, it comes with at least two controllers on the sides of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those each. You can take it to other people's houses.
Yeah.
You can hit on chicks at the airport with it.
Yeah.
That was like that ad. I wonder if Nintendo actually made that, or if that was some other marketing company. Because if you replace the Switch,
it's definitely a marketing company. Yeah.
You could replace that with virtually any app, and it would be exactly the same ad.
Yeah.
If you replaced it with just Tinder or whatever, it's just a generic.
I want to fuck my dog.
Yeah.
I want to fuck all the men that play basketball with
me. Hey, everyone on this stadium, we're on Tinder. What do you reckon, guys?
Let the fuckathon commence. Because that's the thing. Well, that's what's interesting is, like, when you think about it, it's actually not that crazy. It's kind of just a souped-up tablet, essentially.
And it looks like they very deliberately were trying to avoid comparisons to that because they didn't show anyone touching it, but you've got to assume it's a touchscreen.
Yes.
Because apparently every screen is a touchscreen these days. But they've been very deliberately cagey about saying that because I think they do want to avoid comparisons to iPads and stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. But it's like you can play it on the go and it connects to a TV. I mean, you know, you can AirPlay an iPad on a TV. It's not that far removed.
Can you output your 3DS to a TV? Is there some kind of...
No, unless you have like a developer kit.
I'm sure there's a workaround.
There's some fucked like third party stuff from China or whatever that you can...
Well, because Tommy, remember we got those NES things. They can output to a TV.
Yes.
I'm kind of... Yeah. What it seems like now that I've had a few days to reflect is that they've basically got the best features of the 3DS and the best features of the Wii U and put them together. And, I mean, are we assuming they're going to phase out the 3DS?
I'd assume that's on the cards. Because
I guess probably pending the success of the Switch.
I think what's really smart about this is the first time in a couple of, like, you know, which they needed to do. I mean, like I said, it's all geared at getting people back.
Yeah.
People who were either thought, oh, the Wii U was, I think the Wii, even though it sold a lot, I know it turned off a lot of people because it was all marketed at get your grand to play bowling with
and the
people that really just like games were kind of left in the cold a bit.
And there were those 700 different
concept that even though they went back to kind of making games, people sort of
thought it was just the Wii still, basically.
And so I think this is really smart. Where this is the first time in a while that there hasn't been a weird concept that they have to convince developers to get on board with.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's just a concept that they have to convince consumers that it's going to be cool and fun.
Yeah.
And that's a lot easier to do than having to get all this third-party support and make it. Because it's just not... This is what a lot of developers have said. It's just not... Like, it costs a lot of money to make a game. And the system support isn't there. And if the user base isn't there, and it's not like, you know, you can make a game and port it to PC, PS4 and Xbox all at once.
Yeah.
Whereas then you've got to do this wholly unique thing to get a fucking remote in there.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I think that's way more in their control, and just having pure focus on games and portability and being able to play it in a myriad of different ways. Because it is weird that, I mean, it makes sense that kids were left out of the trailer, but I mean, I was saying this to you, like, man, when I was a kid, the idea of just being able to pick up a console, take it to your friend's house, all of you, like, play around the one thing, like, that, I would have fucking lost my mind at that when I was, like, 12.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind over it at the age of 30. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if today's kids, would care that much.
Well, like, they're used to phones and iPads and all that stuff that is the same thing.
I mean, maybe they'd care in the sense that if it wasn't portable, they wouldn't get it.
Totally. I think it's a minimum requirement at this point. Yeah.
And well, here's what I think is a thing that hasn't really been talked about that much in anything I've read about it. I mean, I defer over to the fucking...
Yeah.
The old bloody bookworm himself over
I'm
here.
I'm like the Oracle in Batman. I'm crippled, and so I'm just reading stuff all the time.
This is the first time in God, like, what, 15 years or something that Nintendo has not had... No, longer. That Nintendo has not had a console and a handheld on the go at the same time. Assuming that the 3DS is being phased out.
Yeah, and I don't think it'll be completely phased out because the 2DS in particular is really popular with children.
Yep.
And so
that was cheaper as well. Like, it was
it's like $80 or something to buy one of those.
But for the most part... I reckon their developer focus is just because you've seen it in the last few years.
That'll be a couple of years, the 2DS of like, or the 3DS of like those carnival game things. That'll totally.
But you've seen it in the past where the 3DS gets a little bit of action and the Wii U would kind of stagnate and then there'd be a bit more focus on the Wii U and not so much on the 3DS.
Yep.
The promise of the idea of having just them with a sole focus on the Switch is really exciting.
Yeah.
And I reckon they'll... I reckon they'll make a lot of big tier game. Like obviously that they want it to be thought of as a console that you can take on the go. I read somewhere about how that's really important to them, that it not be thought of as a handheld that can just be plugged in.
Yep.
But I do think, so I think for the most part you'll see these big console game experiences, but I think they'll also make games deliberately that are sort of more intended to just be these little handheld experiences.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see lots of just like really kind of small scale, simple stuff.
Yep.
You know, at a budget price kind of pop up on the eShop for it.
Sure. Like the fact that it is, we think, almost definitely a touch screen means that people could make cheaper, smaller scale games.
And that is the direction. If I was suddenly
you could make a game for the Switch and for the iPhone.
Yes. If I was president of Nintendo tomorrow, the direction I would take it would be, give me all the money, I'm leaving with this money. Fuck you guys. But it'd be like, they shouldn't be competing with the PS4 and the Xbox One, in my opinion. Like, those things are established and people already have an idea in their head of Nintendo not being with them
in terms of
Call of Duty fucking things coming out for it. They should be competing with Steam and the App Store and that sort of stuff.
Totally.
If they fucking fix what their digital store is like and let other people onto it, have those like 2D games.
Have sales. That's the big thing I've noticed in jumping on the PS4 at the start of this year. I go in on so much more stuff because it's like, oh, wow, that's only $20 for this week.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to play that and I never got around to it. Nintendo never do that.
Implement their PlayStation Plus Xbox Live equivalent and bring a Netflix-style thing with their older back catalogue of games.
Yep.
Everyone who's fucking going to pay $15 for Earthbound has done it. Yeah. At this point, you know, that you're not making that money off a Super Nintendo game anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's so hard to know how they view that, because I agree, that would be a subscription service where you get their back catalogue would be amazing. They announced the NES Mini, Classic Mini or whatever it's called, and pre-orders of that sold out instantly. So there is a demand and they've seen that it's a demand, and I just think for them it's like, you know, they're still kind of on shaky ground. That's just easy revenue. Like,
but maybe that is more indicative of them going in the direction of lots of games for cheaper, because that's like a cool little separate thing, and it's going to be like $100.
Yeah.
So
with like 80 games or whatever.
It's like the cost of one game.
Yeah.
They're targeting that thing. So like if they were making $15 a month off of everyone for this subscription thing, that's more than the average person is buying in terms of those digital games.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing about the whole handheld thing that I just kind of realized, you know, it slipped my mind that, you know, they're about to get deep into the apps market with Super Mario, is it called Run? Super Mario
Run.
And you know, that obviously, that, I mean, it's not a very bold prediction to say that'll be a huge hit. That'll sell a lot of that'll make them a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind betting that, you know, any kind of focus that they have on doing handheld stuff just goes into that. Just goes into apps, like, because they don't need to.
Those apps should all be available on the Switch as well, like.
Maybe, but they can then just focus their efforts on making these like big games. Like that's so exciting to me that we're getting a new 3D Mario in some capacity, because I honestly thought, and I'm so glad that they didn't do this, but that they would launch it with another 2D one like they did with the Wii U, which I think was.
So is there a 3D Mario game on the Wii U?
Yeah, Super Mario 3D World.
Right.
Which is great.
It's really fun. It's a really great game.
Yeah. Not as good as Galaxy 2 though, right?
No, but they're different. Like it's like another iteration. So like there's
Galaxy
64
is kind
and
of like
Sunshine bit, and then there's Galaxy, and then there's 3D World and Land, which are like all different types of thing.
Yeah, right. 3D World is, so yeah, like,
well, because I've got
Galaxy and Galaxy is sort of like Super Mario 64 and that big kind of overworlds that you have to go in and do a lot of different tasks in.
Yeah.
3D World is just a 3D level that you have to get to the end of,
yeah,
which right. I really like. Like, I kind of really like just those sort of short.
And it's
almost like that more than Galaxy, I have to say.
Totally. And it's like if they'd have, it's almost how you would have imagined a 3D Mario if you'd only played Mario World, if that
makes
sense. Yeah, it's a lot more similar to that.
Because for years, as much as I loved Super Mario 64, there were years where I was going, it would be cool if there were just 3D levels that you just got to the end of that had that traditional feel to them.
Totally.
And so they started doing that with 3D Land, which I thought was really cool, which I really liked. And I don't know.
Agreed.
It's not...
From the 6 seconds of footage we saw of this new one as well, it looks like almost a combination of that and Galaxy.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell exactly what it is. But so what, you know, the big thing that we didn't get from this trailer is any kind of tech specs at all.
Yeah.
Which, look, I have to say, I kind of think, you know, given where we are in relation to the release of this thing, I almost feel like, as great as this trailer was, this should have come out like a month to 2 months ago when those leaks started going around. And what we should be getting now is a Nintendo Direct where we're really going in.
Yeah.
And we're getting launch kinda, video titles, we're getting tech specs.
It feels like, what was it, Mafia 3 maybe, but when a company will release a game but not send review copies.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you hiding?
What are you
worried about?
A little, and the talk is that Direct won't happen until January, which
I
is.
Yeah, I heard that, which is crazy. Yeah.
And they're still aiming for March, by all accounts, for this to come out because it's meant to launch with the new Zelda, which is coming out in March. So
Well, they've said, you know, the big theory is there's an investor meeting like this week, which people think there's going to be some leaked stuff out of that.
I'm going.
Can't not be. Are you going?
Yeah, they asked me. I got a letter from Mr. Miyamoto.
Oh, so we don't get invited to PAX, but you get invited to the Nintendo Investor meeting.
We're going to PAX, though.
We're going to PAX.
And I'm off the back of that. I'm now on the board.
Maybe
Nintendo.
We shouldn't plug it yet. I don't know if we're allowed. I don't know if we're meant to be talking
is
about
it. Is it this week or next week?
It's really soon, isn't it?
It's on the timetable. I looked it up. It's on the website. Yeah.
Well, we're doing stand up at PAX. My good old boy Michael Hing, previous guest of the show. He's
bloody Ben's not though because he has to lie down. The fucking idiot! You piece of shit.
He'll be doing a bit more lie down comedy.
What would you pay me, Ben, if my first joke is that I lie down on the stage and say, "I guess this is more like lie down comedy."
One dick suck.
One dick suck.
Yeah,
I'll do it 10 times.
Oh no, I've committed.
I mean, the big thing is. There's a lot of questions that I just think...
Oh, by the way, with the PAX thing, it's at 8 p.m. on the Friday.
Oh, cool.
If you're in Melbourne.
Is it on the Friday?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Saturday.
No.
I can't do it if it's the Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Friday. If it's the Saturday, because that's when we're doing our Chimp Cop.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's really? Friday the 4th of November.
Oh, well, go along. You'll see one of us.
you really not do it?
I can't do it on the... It's my dad's 70th.
Oh, man.
Bring
him. We're all getting passes, though. I'm getting a pass even though I'm not performing.
Yeah.
So we'll all be there at some point.
We've subverted the system again. I love this.
Yeah.
How are we going? We apply to get in. We don't get in. Then we trash them on the podcast. Then we still get in.
Yeah. Tough love, baby.
You get booked to perform. The ultimate slap in the face.
Get booked to perform and then pull out.
Yeah. What a power move.
I know he listens to this every week, and I bet I forgotten to message him about this when I left this recording. So I'm sorry I didn't call you. If it's on the Friday, I can't do it.
It is 100% the Friday, the 4th
King,
of November.
Message me when you hear this.
Not at all early.
It's like he's having a dinner at his house, and I gotta give a speech.
Yeah, finally. It's a big milestone.
Yeah,
your mum and your dad have birthdays close to each other.
I know, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Without the listeners having the context, it sounds extremely weird that you know that.
Yeah, the context is you're literally dressed up now to go to your mum's birthday lunch after this.
How many?
A bit of a fashion report, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in a shirt and tie.
Yeah,
and I just it's something about having only done a minimal amount of office work and it being years and years ago.
Yeah,
something about a shirt and a tie during the day. It just the races, the Melbourne Cup Carnival has ruined it for me, I gotta say. Especially wearing sunglasses and walking down the street in a shirt and tie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just worry that people think, he's going to fucking Oaksdale.
Man,
like
all
that.
The stuff with like the Melbourne Cup and everything, it's so grubby that every time I get a hand job at a tram stop, I feel really bad about it just because of the Melbourne Cup stuff, just because of how gross
if
those
guys
are.
Joke you did last year around the Melbourne Cup time?
About getting it's because I saw a lady get a hand job at a man getting a hand job. Thank you. I don't know what you call it.
I saw a woman getting growled out. Yeah, at the tram stop.
No, this like.
No, I agree though. It does ruin it for you. Every time I watch Two Girls One Cup now, I just, cup triggers me. I think those poor horses.
Yeah, it's this city. If you're not from Melbourne, it turns into just a gross place for a few days around. Yeah. With the like festival racing,
yeah,
season.
Kind of
like,
horse racing sucks. Yeah. All the people that get into it suck.
Yeah,
I think for like the American listeners, it's like if everyone who liked NASCAR put on a shitty cheap suit and came to the city.
Yeah,
a little bit
came in the city.
Yeah,
on the way home. Yeah, it's a disgusting spectacle. Anyway,
and it's for nothing, but you do get a free public holiday. So
yeah.
Kill them horses, I say.
Yeah, I mean,
So the Switch, if they're not planning to release proper specs until. January.
Yeah.
Because
that's crazy, because there's a lot of sticking points here that I think, the things that are rumored, that if they're true. So the big rumor that, God, I hope is not true, that this motherfucker,
this son of a mama,
when it's portable, only has between 3 and 4 hours of battery life.
That is 100%
fucking
true.
Crazy.
That will definitely be
there's
true.
Something else that I was reading last night, I think, that I didn't even think about. The detachable controllers will need to be recharged as well.
But will they?
Yeah, you'll need to plug them into the control. Like,
I just figured it was kind of like a Bluetooth kind of situation.
Yeah, those things have to be charged.
Yeah. The Wiimotes had AA batteries. Like, they're constantly going to be running out of
power. I'd rather they be charged than have batteries in them. The Xbox One controller has batteries, and it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of buying batteries. It's not 1920 million.
And so, like, the
I realize the 20s were way too early.
Because the one thing I think is cool about this, that, you know, once it's in the dock at your house and you're just playing it as a console, it's just charging. So it's ready to go.
Yep.
And I am the worst person at remembering to charge things. I'm just slowly up. Like, I brought wireless Bluetooth headphones a few weeks ago. Just another fucking thing that I get on the plane and go, oh, great, forgot to charge that last night.
Yep.
So the idea of that just being automatically taken care of is cool. So I would say it's probably a thing where when the detachable controls are attached to the main controller,
they'll be
at
charging,
home,
yes.
They're charging, so you don't probably have to. I mean, but this is the thing. You'd like to think, I don't know, I just think it's insane. If they're planning on putting this out and it can only last for 3 hours on the road, like, they're saying you can, oh, it's great, you can play it on a plane. Like, 3 hours, that's shorter than a lot of domestic flights, especially in the US.
There are equivalent products that I'm pretty sure have similar battery times to that. Like the NVIDIA Shield is a thing that can stream from your computer, I think. I think that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's around the same thing. This is only going from what other people say.
And apparently the Switch has the same graphics technology as the Shield, which is like the graphics card would be a big power suck.
Yeah.
So it potentially is
and,
on par.
Speaking of power sucks.
Yes.
But anyway, it's almost likely, almost definitely that, because that's how much the fucking Wii U pad lasts for.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm imagining it will have, you'll be able to plug in a
USB. I wouldn't mind betting that either packaged in with it, or you'll just be able to buy it as an accessory, a little separate battery pack thing like people have for their iPhones.
And those are getting more and more common, so maybe
and
they're
more
banking
and more,
on that.
And better.
Battery banking.
But, you know, who knows? Maybe part of the reason that they haven't put this stuff out, I reckon, I know it's really close to coming out, but maybe they're still trying to refine it. Maybe they're still trying to do what they can to get it.
Maybe.
To,
I'm not a
console
manufacturer, but I can't imagine
personally,
that.
Personally, what I think is that, some of the specs relating to the portability are kind of shitty, but they're not going to be able to fix them, so they're just going to hold them back as long as they can and then assume everyone will just buy it anyway.
I think that's what they're doing more than anything, is trying to control the messaging on it. Like, they fucked that up with the Wii U, and they've very, very calculatedly said every little piece of thing that they've said here to their detriment, possibly. Like, maybe they're trying to be too controlling where they're not responding timely enough manner.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not a big old,
because you're kind of right. I mean, I guess, you know, if you want a new Mario game, if you like Mario Kart, if you want to be able to play a basketball game out on the road with your friends, then who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares what the horsepower is?
Yeah.
You're in. You're in already.
Yeah,
it doesn't
totally.
Really matter to you.
Yep.
You know, I never played Skyrim. I'd get it. I'm looking forward to playing it on it.
So Bethesda said they're not actually making that. Nintendo just asked for a demo.
Oh, really?
That's
interesting.
That's their game that's coming out at the moment. So that was fake footage.
Yeah. Back on the trailer stuff, I also read that the Wii U launch trailer featured a lot of footage that was made just for the trailer and never became games.
Right.
So even the Mario footage, the Mario Kart stuff, potentially is just demo footage.
Totally. And
which is kind of...
You'd have to imagine that, because, like, they were saying there's another Mario in development, and they're going to make another Mario game one day.
Yeah.
And I just think they would be crazy to put that in as a fake, because people want a new 3D Mario that's in the vein of Galaxy so hard that them teasing that, they would know that people would just flip
there'd
their
be backlash.
Fucking lids.
And Nintendo haven't made any bad decisions before, so they're almost definitely like...
Well, that's the thing,
but
the fact
but also, if that 6 seconds was just pre-rendered and done up just for that trailer, it's... two weird slices of stuff to put in there. I think like,
we can make anything. What about like a cactus town?
A weird Mexican village. Yeah. Why, like, if you were going to do that, you'd just have him running around a big lush green, like traditional looking Mario sort of environment, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Sure. So I guess we'll probably again hear more stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
well, who knows? So yeah, the, that's all I've got. Is that kind of everything that's out there about it?
I think so.
Apparently, sure, the one of the detachable controllers is an infrared wand thing, similar to the Wii.
Oh, they have motion control in it a little bit. Yeah. Which cool. Everything does now. So yeah. Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. That's.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think
it I'm gonna get one.
I think that trailer was. I mean, for a lot of the dumb decisions that they make, I thought this did everything right. I thought this was a great. You know, we didn't realistically we didn't see heaps, but we still. And like I said, kind of all it did. It was hard to initially. I was, you know, a little let down because all it did was just confirm stuff we already knew.
Yeah.
But it's not for us. It's for GP.
Well, totally. So that's the next. Point, or the next thing I want to talk about is that we're very much inside a bubble of people who like video games.
Sure.
Do we know what the response has been like to this for general people?
I have some basketballer friends who are really into it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, they're sick of playing real basketball.
Because that's what, like, the Wii's success was that it at least sold a bunch of units to normal people, whether they kept playing it or not.
I feel like
debatable.
They were surprised by that, though, as well. Like, that came out of nowhere a little bit at the time.
Yeah, but so, like, are people going to buy this? Like, do we know if people are going
to
buy it or not?
I mean, it's hard to know because if you're not like us, if you're not keeping an eye on the websites and stuff, well, then where are you getting your news?
It was big on Twitter and Facebook and stuff for a while. Yeah. Nintendo was all trending and stuff there. And I, like... Well, it's tough to say. It's such a crapshoot at this point, I feel like.
Yeah. I would say, to be honest, a lot of the potential market consumers for this console probably don't even know about it yet.
Yeah.
If you're not deep in the bubble, if you're not reading up on it, you know, and that's why they need more out there. They need to get, you know, get demo units out in the stores and do all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Like, you know. It's great. Like, I don't know. It's just, think of if this had launched at E3. Like, if they'd done... That presentation there.
That probably would have been the wrong thing. That like, I think a lot of people did watch this stuff and are aware of this stuff, and I feel like they might have gotten lost in the noise at E3. Like, they can afford to just say it whenever. Like, we've got
they
the
can't
internet
really.
Now.
I don't know if they can.
They
I don't
can't
know
afford
if
it. Yeah.
I think this
needs
went
to
fine.
Be a hit for them. This really
sure.
Needs to be a hit
yeah,
for them.
That's definitely
and so
true.
Far it's warranted because, like I said, I think if you're Johnny Public. Depending on what your bubble is like, it takes a while for that information to get through.
And the bigger thing,
potentially, if they're not waiting until January, I mean, people won't even find out about this for another month, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, their best thing to do for people like that as well would be to go, like, hey, here's all your fucking old games for subscriptions. That's the biggest fucking thing they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hook. Like, people will pay attention to, like, oh, I can play, you know, Donkey Kong Country. I can play Mario Brothers 3.
And I can do it anywhere. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So what I think, my prediction, based just on what's in the trailer, the other thing is they launched a list of developers that are on board with it.
Yes.
And there's some really cool names in there, which is exciting.
But again, I think this happened with the Wii U, and they made like one game and then didn't make anything else.
Yeah,
like EA had Mass Effect 3 at the launch of it and then straight away went, oh, fucking see ya.
Yeah, and like don't they release like one of the sports titles and then didn't release
any They definitely didn't keep going with FIFA and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, we'll see.
I think launch day one, we'll get Zelda, we'll get Splatoon and Mario Kart, those upgraded versions.
And Mario will be later, you reckon?
And then Mario, I reckon, in the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they've got a Mario Maker early as well.
I'd love it if, it was day one.
Yeah, you're right, it probably won't be. And
because those two upgraded versions of Splatoon and Mario Kart, they're there. They're ready to go.
Yeah,
like
totally.
They'd be wanting them because those are great titles. You know, sure, if you've owned a Wii U, you've played them already. But again, in wanting to get people back on board, you're launching with a fucking Mario Kart that a lot of people missed out on, and that's a selling point. That's
and you can take it anywhere.
Point.
You can each play it with the controllers.
Totally,
there.
That's almost like what I said, three or four weeks ago. Like, I want a great Mario Kart game that everyone's going to want to play.
Yeah.
That's going to make me want to play it and buy in and get the system.
And
like
Mario
that
Kart
is a huge
8 is
selling
so
point.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
And I'm in with this. I skipped the Wii U. Even if this tanks, I won't regret buying it. I don't think because I even if it's their last console, I want to be able to say I was there.
Yeah.
I saw the fall of Rome.
Okay, so I think we've covered everything
there is
to say on that. So then, look.
An hour goes by. It's the dead of the night.
I mean, I'm tuckered out by this point. I'm ready to... I turn the light off, I close my eyes, and then about 5 to 10 minutes later, I'm off in another realm, Adam.
you're
the Sandman paid me a visit. I took a big old yawn.
Wow.
He unzipped his pants and put himself inside my mouth.
What's he been doing since the late 90s footy show? Has he been all right?
Was he at the footy show? I don't think he was.
I don't know.
He was on Good News Week.
I went to school with the Sandman's son.
Really?
The Sand Boy.
Sand Boy. He loved it when you brought it up as well.
Did he?
Oh, he was really into it. So yeah, then an hour goes by and we've got another trailer.
Yeah, baby.
Us brave boys who are staying up in the middle in the witching hour.
Yeah.
I did think about it, but I was already fucked. And also, I'm looking forward to Red Dead 2, but I haven't played Red Dead 1. So I'm like, well, this isn't going to resonate.
Totally.
There's no point.
And like, I felt silly after I watched it because it was 1 minute of footage of what looks like the Old West. And it looked cool.
Yep.
And it looked beautiful, but...
It was it was like a teaser trailer for like a Terrence Malick like Western. It was just a lot of fields and hills and
real surprises there because it's like, it's a Western. How much stuff like
unless they
surprise,
were revealing...
Surprise, we saw a horse.
Yeah. Eagles.
And it's on the PS4, so it looked great.
Yeah. There's no protagonist, there's no story stuff.
There was a little bit of voiceover, but very generic, this ain't the last rodeo, or whatever he said.
Yeah. It was that.
And then,
it was kind of unfortunate that they were, timing-wise, so close together.
Oh, they had their lunch cut.
Big reveal that just kind of everyone just goes crazy about, and then it's like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
You're going to just show us some fucking landscapes?
I think that Rockstar got the press, the publicity from that well done little tease stuff.
Totally.
And
they had the
first
year
off
of the
and
week.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's not going to hurt them. Like,
no.
Nintendo need to get people on board with this. People are already on board with Red Dead.
They
I mean, that trailer could have been half the length and had even less in it. And it still wouldn't have mattered.
Still only saying PS4 and Xbox One as well, which is something they thought they might announce a PC version.
Yeah.
But there's not that yet.
Yeah.
I have to imagine they will do one though, because GTA 5 did really well on there.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. Yeah.
And
but,
also,
but that
people
came out
bought
quite...
both.
What?
Some people bought both versions.
Yeah. Because
it came out on the 360 and shit, and then the Xbox One and PS4, and then the PC.
Yeah. The PC was quite a late release.
Yeah.
But people love that stuff because you can mod it and you can fuck around in it a lot more.
Especially with Rockstar games, that stuff's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't have it on the PC.
And that the rollout of the first person view, I think, was that?
That was PS4.
That was, that was on those versions. Did you see that thing last week with GTA 5 mods? Someone made a thing where. You get a weapon that's just you throwing Samsung Galaxy 7.
Yeah, I saw that, and they hate it.
Samsung made them take it off the internet, or tried to, which never try and make someone take something off the internet, because I think it's called the Barbara Streisand effect, because she brought up
Barbara
something
Streisand.
Once. It's about duck soup.
Sandwich.
I don't remember what happened.
No,
she had a sex scandal or something, some fucking thing. Duck soup.
Duck sauce.
It's duck soup. Oh, no, duck soup
sauce.
Is the Marx Brothers.
A Day of the Races.
Carl Chandler joke.
That song where that guy's pretending to be his reflection. Anyway, I don't remember what the Barbra Streisand effect is, but it's about how if you try to fight something, people will always remember that thing. I don't remember that thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's how she has a beautiful singing voice and it affects you emotionally.
Speaking of GTA 5, I walked through my living room the other day as my housemate was playing it, and it just really made me realize, God, Mafia 3 looks like shit.
Oh, man,
I know they did it up quite significantly, but it's a last-gen game, and just looking at it going, man, this looks really good, and going like, this looks like twice as good as Mafia 3 does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did not play Mafia 3 since last week.
You've given up on it for good then?
Yeah.
All right. What about you?
I'm still gonna go through a bit, but I when all this came out, I have not gone back in because I knew we would have plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
And all this stuff that we've just been wiggling our little chins about.
Well, I've played a little bit of video games. If you want to hear about them,
yeah.
Oh, very quickly, do we want to... Let's insert this in. You might have heard at the top of the show, we have a sponsor for this week.
Yeah.
BlogTyrant. BlogTyrant.com, if you want to find out how to get more views on your... More sweet little eyeballs on your website.
Yeah.
Go over there. They'll tell you all you need to know to get more traffic onto your site and stuff like that. They are very kindly sponsoring us so that we have more money to spend on video games.
Yes.
which I have taken advantage of. By the way, I used to have, I made like five blogs that I wrote one blog of and then never did more.
Yeah. Just after I finished uni, I started a blog, which became a website, which like got me my first job. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
That website, facebook.com.
I was going to say dogpile.
The MySpace. Lemon Party.
But yeah, he mentioned that the good folks down at Blog Tyrant mentioned that they didn't want to annoy people by having an ad in the show.
Yes.
And neither do we.
But they also wanted to have an ad on the show.
Yeah,
you totally. Have it both, guys. We don't want to annoy people with ads either, but we don't want to annoy people with never being able to afford video games.
Yeah.
So we mentioned last week the PayPal. Do you want to plug that again, Ben?
Yeah, paypal.me/filthypod.
Yeah, so if you want to chip in, if you'd like to hear us be more up to date and talk about games that are coming out and cover things a little more extensively.
Yep.
Games are expensive. It's expensive to keep up to date with all that stuff.
Yep.
If you want to chip in even just a little bit, if you like the show, if you'd like to hear more up to date content, then that's a way you can help out. And the filthy sons of guns down there at blogtyrant.com have really put their money where their mouth is.
Listener of the show as well. So it's like, it's not just some faceless corporation. It's someone who likes this show.
He listens to the show. He knew what he was getting in bed with. So I feel no guilt about how shitty our ad has been for his product.
Fuck blogs. I've played something that's actually recent lately. I played Battlefield 1 for a bit.
Oh baby,
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. I really like it. I'm dying a lot.
Yeah.
But and then after I get off stage, I play a bit of Battlefield 1.
Oh, because he's bad at comedy.
And proving it now.
Sorry. It's fucking really fun. Like, the intro, so you start the game and it takes you straight into gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this really fucking well done thing where you are playing this soldier World War One, and you do a bit of fighting and you die. And then it zooms out and it says this guy's name and, you know, 1869 to 1918, and then you die five more times in this intro. It's the end of World War One.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you die a bunch more times, and it's this really like, oh fuck.
Oh.
And like, they actually set the tone pretty well in the intro. And then you go into the multiplayer and it's fucking stupid and ridiculous and everyone's waving around. But it is actually a lot more similar to, I think, the feel of World War One. Like, they've taken a lot of stuff like these automatic weapons that were kind of experimental then and not actually really used in fights, but put them in there because they're more fun.
Yeah.
Basically. They've done a lot of that sort of liberty-taking stuff.
Right.
But the look of it is incredible. It looks ridiculously good and detailed.
Yeah.
And it moves super fast and really well. All the sound is great. The sound aspect, like, as you're running forward, there's this mode where you sort of have to move through the map to take little sections, sort of like pushing the front line forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these whistles that play, that, you know, sound as you go forward, and they sound so, like, there's something about that noise because it's been in movies and stuff so often that is really gets your heart racing. You know,
do you play with headphones?
Yes.
Yeah, I live in that would be amazing.
Oh, it's fucking so good. I'm really enjoying it. It looks great. It plays really well. All the vehicles are fun to use. It encourages teamwork in a really clever way where you put into these squads and the leader of the squad can give an objective. So you're not all like going off doing fucking different things.
Just running towards one flag.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can pretty well coordinate what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then like stuff like actual military stuff that I've never really seen used well in a game, like suppressing fire and that sort of shit, works well in this and is actually useful, and people are doing it pretty well. So yeah, I'm really liking it so far. It's mostly an online game, so there's a lot of, man, I've been called a cunt a lot.
Yeah.
And then I start playing Battlefield 1.
Yes.
But yeah, I really like it. It's, I haven't gone much into the single player stuff, so I can't really speak to that much, but the multiplayer is super fun, I think. And I'm playing it on the PC by all accounts. It works well on consoles, though. So I reckon
sounds
it's
great,
fucking awesome.
But you can't play it in the middle of a basketball game with friends, so who gives a fuck?
That's true, but they should have shown on the NX like a bunch of World War One soldiers in the middle of the...
You got a special someone waiting for you back home? Do I?
Puts out the NX. It's a me, Mario. I really like it.
Cool. It looked, it's like that first trailer they released made it look so fucking cool.
Yeah, and it's great. And I thought it was a bit weird that they were doing World War One like that. For some reason, it's a lot more of a serious war in people's minds. I feel like
the first ever one. Yeah, yeah. That is the first one. But their first game in the series was 1942.
Yeah.
Which, like, yeah, World War II, but it had a lot more of a World War I-y feel. You were a lot more restricted. It was like one-shot kills. Like, you were less automatic weapons. It certainly...
Sort of, but, I mean, that's kind of what World War II was as well.
Yeah.
And I just mean in the sense of, like, World War II is so heroic in our minds, you know.
Sure.
Because there have been so many movies about it. It's such a, you know, in pop culture. Yeah, very...
But I think that's a smart move because that's World War II has been so...
Oh,
you know,
totally! Like, it's a
real—it's
a much more interesting setting than like fucking space future.
No one's going to compare it to anything because it's its own. Yeah,
and it works, and it's still like pretty similar to if it had been space future.
Yeah.
For the most part, but like, you know, you're riding on a horse, and it feels like you're riding on a horse. I imagine. And
you have your first orgasm.
Cup day, hooray! So. Yeah, I really like it. All biplanes and stuff. I mean, just like Battlefield games are fucking cool.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there's so many players and all this stuff's going on. Seeing something crazy happen in the distance is almost as much fun as having it happen to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like seeing a blimp blow up and crash and then like actually destroy buildings underneath it.
Yeah,
and all the walls blow up and shit. It's real impressive and I like it a lot.
Are you like, oh, the humanity?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
Anyway, enough about when you walk past a mirror. Yes!
That's a Hindenburg. Oh, wait, it's just me.
No, it's a huge manatee.
And I'm on fire. So the only problem I have with it at this point, I'll throw out there, the game was $60, which is pretty cheap.
Mm.
The season pass thing is also that. And I'm starting to get a little annoyed by these.
So what do you not get? What do you have to pay more
for? Bunch
of
maps, and basically if you want to be playing it in the future, you're going to have to get them at some point, kind of. And a lot of other games are doing free map releases now for multiplayer stuff.
Yep.
Gears of War is doing that. Halo did it last year. I think Titanfall's doing that.
Yep.
And it means that those games put microtransaction stuff of like, hey, buy this $2 fucking soldier hat.
Yeah.
Which is ignorable and kind of avoidable.
Sure, you can opt out.
This stuff always ebbs and flows and changes, and I just, like, I bought that Fallout 4 season pass because I was like, oh, I'll probably play these. I haven't played a single thing from it.
I did the same thing. I didn't even remember I had it.
Totally. And it's that sort of thing where it does feel like that, and maybe rightly so, because games cost a fucking lot of money to make.
Yeah.
Trying to make their money back through those sort of means, which maybe I can't disagree, but, like, it just... The balance of them has to feel right, and I'm not sure because I bought it for Star Wars Battlefront as well.
Yeah,
and that's been shit.
Yeah,
it's been not enough stuff, which you know you're paying a lot of money.
Yeah,
games for a brief period here as well did cost $120. Do you remember like at the start of the 360 sort of era? So
yeah,
I don't know.
They still do it. Even
they have to make their money. But it's just about where that value proposition lands.
Yeah.
And I think this might be on the wrong side of
that. It's a bit of a shaky point.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really play stuff that gets too affected by it, but it does suck. Like, it's sort of...
Well, and they try out different things, and if it doesn't work, people don't buy it, you know? Like, do you remember they had online passes for a little bit, games? Do you remember they'd come and you'd have to activate the online pass?
Yeah.
So that if you then bought it secondhand, you'd have to buy a $10 or $15 online pass?
Yeah, yeah.
And that went away pretty quickly because most people were like, no. But I don't know what's going to come out for that, so maybe it'll be worth it. It's just a weird amount of money to feel like you're paying on top of when you've bought the game.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. When it's the same cost, that's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's everything we needed to cover here today, right?
Wait, I finally did play Gears of War.
Yeah.
Two.
Four.
And still good. Them lovable meatheads.
I should say, actually, I finished the story mode of Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
The gameplay kind of gets better as it goes, but the story itself, fuck it, like, runs out of steam. Like,
It sets it up real obvious for another sequel.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That they need to get better writers.
Right.
Totally. It's real weak. And I didn't like the gameplay as much as you either, but yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. It's still a great game. Still very worth the money I paid for that. I'm probably going to buy Civilization 6 and play that before our next episode.
Yep. Cool.
Looking forward to that a lot. So that'll be my next game, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. Blogtyrant.com. Go check them out.
Yep.
Show them your appreciation for helping out your three favorite kind of knowledgeable boys.
Yeah.
Ben, give us those socials.
At FilthyCastPod on Twitter, FilthyCasuals on Facebook, FilthyCasualsPod@gmail.com. If you would like to donate to the show, paypal.me/filthypod. And that's about it.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys.
Once again, hold on just really quickly. On the 4th of November, if you want to come to PAX.
Oh, yeah.
The stand-up stuff's at 8 p.m. in the Wombat Room, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
stand up to you.
I'll be doing that at least. And Tommy, you might not be at this point, but
probably
we'll see.
Not. Plug your fucking Chim Cop show, too.
It's sold out.
Well, yeah, we've sold that out.
Yeah. Don't plug it then.
No, I won't.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. And as we always say here at the end of Filthy Casuals...
Oh, blogtyrant.com. There we go. I didn't have one. Yeah, hooray.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.